So much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Just a few weeks ago now, we had the privilege of hearing from our fearless, devoted, faithful leaders of the LDS Church. I have had a lot, it seems like recently, a lot of personal challenges and changes happening in my life. For example, I'm preparing for a new baby to join our family in just a few months. I'm managing family relationships and my expectations for those relationships. I'm learning how to balance work and home life and my marriage. And because of all of these challenges and questions and things that I'm having right now, I felt really driven to pray mightily before conference this year that some of my concerns and my questions about how things are going to work out for the best, I felt like I needed to know that. I needed to gain that from conference. And after watching all of the sessions of it, I testify to you that my prayers were answered in the messages that were given. I know without a doubt that there are inspired, wise leaders of the LDS Worldwide Church, and they allow themselves to be in positions where they can be guided by the Spirit so that they can teach us the things that God wants us to know. So for our show today, I decided to do something a little bit different, and I wanted to share with you some of the notes and the insights, some of the notes I took and some of the insights that I gained from watching conference this year. So here are some of the top points that really stood out in my mind. From Elder Holland, I think this is one of the most beautiful sermons on how to become like God and perfectionism that I've ever heard in my life. He said that perfectionism isn't something we can obtain in this life. It is a gift that we can only receive from Heavenly Father. It's not something we can do or work really hard at. We are absolutely supposed to do our best in life and to strive to be obedient. But to strive to be perfect is something we can only do with the companionship and the help of Heavenly Father through the atonement of Jesus Christ, His Son. In fact, the word perfection in the New Testament, according to Elder Holland, means finished and complete. So really, if we're obedient to all of the revelation that Heavenly Father gives us personally, we are already on the road to receiving perfection as a gift from Him. And I think that was really reassuring and really comforting to me, because I'm always worried about, am I good enough? Am I a good enough wife? Am I a good enough future mother? Am I a good enough daughter, good enough sister, good enough friend, good enough disciple of Jesus Christ? And while I always need to be striving to be my best, I'm never going to be good enough unless I have the atonement with me, helping me every step of the way. And then in Women's Conference, which was a really incredible meeting, I loved the thoughts that the sisters, the leaders of the church shared to love others and be unified with people around us. And in order to really love those people, we have to pray to see them as God sees them. And then we have to reach out as a true and authentic friend. And then President Uchtdorf, I loved what he had to say, that the central point of our church, the whole purpose of the LDS Church, of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, is to let people know that God is our Father and that He loves us and He wants us all to come back to Him. There are certain things that we need to do to come back to Him, but when we do turn to Him, we can, one, improve our lives and find a purpose. We can, two, have Him use us to help improve others' lives. Number three, remove the barriers that are keeping us from Him. Number four, feel peace and joy. And number five, we can increase our own personal power with the help of the Lord's strength. I really, really loved his talk. I'd encourage all of you to go back and read it. And of course, it's available on LDS.org and on the Mormon channel as well. And then Sister Oscarson, I loved what she had to say here, that we don't go to church meetings just for our own learning and enhancement and enjoyment, but we really go to reach out and be a friend to someone else who may need us to be there. So if you're ever questioning, why am I going to this meeting? Why am I going to an activity? You might not be going for you. You might very well be going for someone else who needs your love and support and friendship. I loved what Elder Christofferson said, that if you pray and you ask God what you lack, what you need to work on, He will surely answer you. And I can testify and promise you that that's true. That's one of those prayers that I feel like is answered right away. Elder Stevenson had something to say about social media, and he said that if we post online or speak or act out of pride, we can repent and we can counteract that pride by choosing to post things out of humility and authenticity instead. Elder Hallstrom reminded us that a miracle is a beneficial event brought about by divine power. In the same wave as that, Elder Rasband said that there are no coincidences, only divine intervention. We need to remember that while we do still have agency, that's a very big part of our lives, Heavenly Father has this perfect plan for us that can help us to be the most happy and the most righteous in this life. We just need to follow Him and make choices that will lead us down that path back to Him. Our agency is still very prevalent, but we need to trust Him and ask Him if there's something better that we should be doing that we might not be able to see for ourselves right now. And then finally, I had to write this down word for word because I absolutely love what Elder Alonso of the Quorum of the 70 said. He said, "Love without service is like faith without works." Oh, isn't that powerful? Isn't that beautiful? If you want to love someone, serve them. If you say that you love someone, it doesn't really mean a whole lot unless you're willing to serve them as well and unless you are serving them. So just good points to keep in mind. I loved General Conference. And again, if you missed any session or any talk, you can go back and rewatch it on the Mormon channel and also on LDS.org. And I would encourage you to do that. You can actually share conference talks and quotes online with other friends who could have missed it or who might not be aware that we have living prophets today who are leading and guiding us. All right, we're going to close with one last quote, and this is from Elder James B. Martino. And he said, "Your answer will come. It may not come as quickly or in the format you desire, but the answer will come. Do not give up." I promise you that if you have a question that you need an answer to and you pray sincerely and diligently to Heavenly Father in faith, you will find an answer someday. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.